Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. India has condemned the attack on a Hindu temple in Canada's Ontario, perpetrated by extremists and separatists at Brampton on Sunday. New Delhi has expressed deep concern over the safety and security of Indian nationals in Canada. Strongly condemning the attack, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said in a social media post that cowardly attempts to intimidate the country's diplomats are equally appalling. He asserted that such acts of violence will never weaken the country's resolve. Mr. Modi called on the Canadian government to ensure justice and uphold the rule of law. This is the Prime Minister's first statement since the controversy related to Canada began. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has highlighted that India is the only country in the world where 11 languages are recognized as classical languages. He said this while chairing the 32nd meeting of the Kendriya Hindi Samiti in New Delhi yesterday. The Kendriya Hindi Samiti is the highest body that provides guidelines for the development and promotion of the Hindi language. Mr. Shah emphasized the need to undertake two major initiatives to strengthen Hindi. The first is to develop a long-term policy for the enhancement, preservation, and longevity of Hindi literature and its various grammatical forms. The Home Minister stated that alongside this, it is also necessary to translate all modern education curricula into Hindi and all other Indian languages. He also stressed making Hindi universally accepted and flexible. The government yesterday said that over 25 million applications have been submitted under the PM Vishwakarma scheme since its launch. Out of these, more than 2 million applicants have successfully registered following a thorough three-step verification process. The Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises said that the scheme, which was launched last year in September with the aim of empowering artisans and craftspeople across India, has garnered remarkable interest. Nearly 1 million registered artisans have benefited from toolkit incentives of up to 15,000 rupees through these e-vouchers, enabling them to acquire modern tools that enhance their craftsmanship. Aggrieved landowners impacted by the Kohima-Jasami two-lane road construction project temporarily closed the Kohima office of the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, NHIDCL, yesterday afternoon. The closure follows an ultimatum issued on October 25, which passed without a response from NHIDCL regarding pending compensation claims. The landowners claimed that their properties sustained damages from construction linked to packages 2, 3, 4 and 5 despite their multiple requests for redress but without success. The closure of the office was peaceful yet firm action indicating that landowners intend to continue until NHIDCL provides a written commitment on the timeline for compensation. The NHIDCL office will remain closed indefinitely with the landowners pressing for an immediate response. The four-day celebration of Tokho Imong cum Mini Hornbill commenced at Woka Public Ground yesterday. Speaking at the event, MLA Y. Monbemo Humchoy extended Tokho Imong greetings, urging everyone to embrace the festival's true spirit. Reflecting on the region's past abundance, he expressed concern over the decline in the community's social and economic standing. Mr. Humchoy urged for a renewed sense of unity and strength to rebuild and revitalize their shared future. Lotha Hoho Chairman Mondamo Ovung spoke on Tokho Imong's meaning of reconciliation, forgiveness and gratitude, asking everyone to honour the festival's true meaning. Managing Director NHHDC Limited, Dimapur, Prasilia Pinya, yesterday inaugurated the 14-day handloom exhibition at Dimapur. The event is being organised by Nagaland Handloom and Handicrafts Development Corporation and sponsored by the Office of the Development Commissioner Handlooms, Ministry of Textiles, New Delhi. Altogether, 60 participants from Assam, Kashmir and from the various districts of the home state, Nagaland, are exhibiting varieties of handloom, khadi and handicraft products. The main aim and objective of the exhibition is to develop and promote marketing channels in domestic and export markets and bring about linkage between the two in a holistic and integrated manner. It also serves to provide marketing opportunities to handicraft artisans. And that's all the news we have for you this morning. Have a nice day.